The last mitzvah of the Torah, Kisu Lachem Es Hashir Hazos, is the obligation for each individual to write a Sefer Torah. And the mitzvah is, and the Torah is called Hashira, the song. If you look in the Gemara Megillah on Taf Lamed Beis, the Gemara says, Kol HaKore Belo Ne'ima V'Shona Belo Zimra Olav HaKosev Omer V'Gamanina Sati Lehem Chukim Lo Tovim. That you, when you study Torah, you should do it with a niggun, with a song. And it would seem that the reason for that is because the Torah itself is a song, it's a Shira. Tosis there, in Megillah says, Hashona, that gives a different reason. He says, because Shahoyu Agilim, Lashanos, and Mishnayas, Bezimra, Vishoyu Shonim, Osam, Alper, Adlekachayu, Niskorim, Yose. That this, since it's Be'alper, this will be easier to remember. But we see that that Kriyas HaTorah and Talmud Torah in general, there's a dimension of Shira to it. That's why the Torah itself is called Shira. Or the Rambam says that actually the Shira, and Rashi seems to think like that is referring to the Shira Sazinu, but since in Kosim, Parshius, so you have to write the entire Torah. But what that means to say is that the entire Torah is one unit and is integrated, and the Shira of Hazinu reflects the entire essence of the Torah itself. The Gemara tells us in Brochus and Daf Gimel that David HaMelech on the Pasuk Chatzos Laila Okum Lahodus Lecho Al Mishpitei Tzidkecha, that Reb Ashi says, how is it that David HaMelech knew when Chatzos was? So it says that Reb Ashi says, till Chatzos he would be Osik B'Divrei Torah. Mikan V'Elech V'Shiras V'Tishbachos. And how did David know when midnight was? So Moshe says, David Simono Havile, that he had a simon, Amr Shimon Chistan, Kino Hayatolu Lamala Mitoso. There was a harp above David's bed. Vekevin Shagia Chatzos Laila Bo Ruach Tzvonus Uno Shevis Bo Umanagi Me'elav. A wind would blow on this harp, and that would wake up David or further energize him. And he would be, and then he would be omid v'osik b'torah, atcha ola amad hashacha. But we see also it was the harp, it's the shira of the Torah that is being emphasized. So the Gemara says in Megillah, tells us about the battle of Yericho. It says v'hi b'yos Yoshua b'Yericho v'yisa ena v'ya v'nei ish omid l'negdo, that he saw an angel, a person standing by him, which is an angel, and he asked him, and the angel says, Amalo, emesh bitaltem tomit shel ben habayim, va'achshev bitaltem talmud Torah. Yesterday, you didn't offer the tomit shel ben habayim, and now you mevatel Torah. So, David asked him, al eiz mehem bata. Yehoshua asked him, al eiz mehem bata. And he answered, Amalo, ata bossi. And the Gemara says, "Miyad vayolin Yeshua b'layla hu b'tocha emek, Arav Yochanan milamish shalan ba'omka shel halacha." V'amar Rav Shmuel bar Avina, "Godol Talmud Torah yosu mihakrovas timidim shenema ata basi." So, it seems, you know, in others, there was a double claim on Yeshua. One was the bittul of the Talmud, and the other was bittul Torah. And so when he asked him, "What did you come from?" So he's ata bossi, it's on Talmud Torah. But you see, also in general, these are the two things. It seems that there's somehow some association between Talmud Torah and Hakfavos Tmidim. You see that the angel had a claim on both of these, so much so that David didn't know, well, which was the primary claim? Why did you come now? So if you look at the Tosus there, Tosus says, how do we see, where do we see this, that there was a Mevatel, the Tamid and Tamid Torah? So Tosus answers, the Hochi Pirushu Midukama Halanu Atar. Like when Yeshua encounters this angel, he asks him, Halanu Atar Olutzarenu. He says, this Hochi Kama Bishvil Tamid Torah Basa Tiksiv Torah Tzivalanu. The Lasha Halanu Atar is an association and a reference to Torah, as the Pasuk says, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. Or litzavenu im litzavenu, or Tosis or b'shvil ha'karbonos shemagino leinu mitzavenu. The karbonos protect us from our enemies. And when he said, atabasi, so the Rivon explained, I came for Tamid Torah, as the pasuk says, va'ata kisru lechem es hashir hazos. So the Ponovitcherov says a wonderful vort. He says, what does it mean, Ata Basi? Why, if it's been referred to her, why does it refer Dafka to this language, Ata Akisul Shemus Ashirazos? So the Ponovitcherov said that the Malach was telling Yehoshua that, of course, you're about to go to war, you're about to engage in the Battle of Jericho. We can understand that at that point it's hard to study Torah. But that's if it was just the mitzvah of Tamid Torah, of Lamadta Mesemes B'nechem. But there's another dimension to Torah, and that's that Torah is a shira. It's the song of the Jewish soul. So even it's the life song of the Jewish people, as it says, Kis lechem es hashir hazos. So that's what the Malach said. I'm not coming just as Tamid Torah. I'm coming because Tamid Torah is also the Shira Sachaim of the Jew. And for that, there are no Pturim, even if you're going to battle. And that was the claim that the Malach made on Yehoshua. And then Yeshua's response immediately was that he immediately was Lan Ba'omko Shel Halacha and profoundly studied Torah. So now we see that the main claim wasn't just the mitzvah of Tamid Torah, it was the shira that's inherent in the limud of Torah. And that's what also is the halacha of the HaKrovas HaTamid, the common denominator. It's because the avoda in the mikdash, of Dehu B'mikdasho, of Dehu B'Toraso, that it represents the avoda of a Jew, the Avodas Hashem. That's both in the Hakrovas HaTmidim and also in Torah. And that's, but Torah takes the precedence here, was Ata Bosri, is because of the Shira that's inherent in the Torah.